Welcome to KUI News, brought to you by Student Media and UI's student newspaper, The Argonaut. KUI News is committed to bringing you the most current news, sports, opinions, and entertainment information within the Mollusca community, the country, and the world. KUI 89.3 FM is a student-owned and operated radio station, and all news and opinions are those of our student journalists and not those of our university. KUI News is underwritten by UI's own student magazine, Blot. Blot is on stands twice a semester on UI's campus and throughout the Mollusca community. For more information about Blot, navigate to blot.uidaho.edu. And now for today's newscast.
Welcome to KUOI News. It's Monday, October 10th, and I'm Britt Kaiser. On today's show, we have, in the news section, information on the Clearwater corn maze going on in Lewiston this month, and a preview of Tuesday's Bora Symposium. For RAR, it's Mixtape Monday. Take your mind off that gloomy weather and those midterms and take in Matt's life-affirming metal mixtape. For sports, a recap of the weekend sports, including Friday's soccer game versus Hawaii, Saturday's volleyball game against Utah State, and Saturday's homecoming battle on the football field versus La Tech. And last but not least for opinion, a piece on why procrastination isn't always a bad thing. So go ahead, procrastinate studying for midterms and keep listening. First, here's Joanna with information regarding the corn maze.
The Clearwater Corn Maze opened this Friday at the Lewiston Roundup Grounds. The maze will be open for the next 3 weekends in October and on Halloween night. Tickets cost $5 and maps cost $1. Brad Cannon, a member of the Lewiston Roundup Association Board of Directors, said the maze offers a unique experience for the people in this area. University of Idaho students and faculty of the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences and farmer Phil Kaufman developed the corn maze. UI student Jessica Reynolds, chair of October Operations, said student agricultural clubs oversee and operate the corn maze, giving the students an opportunity to develop communication and public relations skills. The agriculture clubs work together to form committees for security, tickets, public relations, and the haunted maze for Halloween night. When the maze is open, they volunteer their time to earn money for their clubs. John Fultz, associate dean of the college, said about 125 students worked the maze last year, earning about $1,300 total. Fultz designed the 2011 maze pattern from a Joe Vandal graphic, from which he erased connection points and added other details such as the year and a cat. Then he placed the graphic on a grid and assigned a GPS point to each place a line changed directions. Fultz said the 2011 design used more than 800 points. In June, UI students used handheld GPS units to find the points on the field and marked them with stakes. Then they mowed between the points to form walkways. The maze is visible on Google Maps, which Fultz said he used to find his location in the maze last Tuesday with his smartphone. Reynolds said the maze is an inexpensive way to have fun with a group of college friends. For KUOI News, I'm Joanna Wilson.
Thanks, Joanna. And here's Caitlin with a look at what's to come on Tuesday at the Bora Symposium.
The 2011 Bora Symposium will be focused on human security in the 21st century. Oscar Arias Sanchez will give the keynote address. He won the Nobel Peace Laureate in 1987 and is the former president of Costa Rica. Sanchez ended decades of regional crisis in Central America with his peace plan, Esquipulos II Accords. Romuald Afatacho, associate director of the Martin School of International Studies, said human security encompasses more than just physical safety. He added that human security includes economic, food, health, environmental, personal, community, and political security. Sanchez was supposed to speak at the annual Bora Symposium in April, but was unable to attend due to undisclosed health issues. The rescheduled symposium will begin Tuesday at 11 a.m. with a speech from Jose Campos, titled The Environment and Human Security. Campos's speech will be followed by a tree planting ceremony honoring Sanchez at 5 p.m. The ceremony will begin in the Commons food court and move outside to plant the tree shortly after. Finally, Sanchez will speak to students, staff, faculty, and community members at 7 p.m. Kelsey Perez, a student involved in planning the 2012 Bora Symposium, has been helping to bring Sanchez to the university this fall. Perez thinks it's an important thing for people to come because a lot of people live in a little world and don't necessarily know about world issues, and to raise awareness about issues that people might not even think about. Afatacho emphasized that Moscow is very far removed from the international scene, and as a result, many people do not realize what is happening on an international level. Afatacho said Moscow is very far from D.C., where a lot of this stuff takes place. People don't realize how much goes on. Sanchez's speech is open to all. Both Afatacho and Perez encourage everyone to attend. Afatacho said the opportunity to hear someone who has an impact on an international level is a good reason to attend. For KUOI News, I'm Caitlin Crassold. I don't want to think about our love gone wrong. Every time I do, it just makes me crazy. I don't want to hear them play a favorite song and think about the time when I could call you baby. Those days are gone. I'm moving on. That was I Don't Wanna by Brett Height. Now here's Matt with this Monday's mixtape.
The weather's getting rainy, days are getting shorter, and midterms may have pummeled you. If things are looking dreary, pop this playlist of life-affirming metal into your player and rock the angst away. This War Is Ours, The Guillotine 2, Escape the Fate. Be strong against oppression, conquer your fear, and claim victory in your circumstances. Fight until the end and see your foes fall before you. Composure, August Burns Red. Sometimes you feel kicked to the dirt. Don't pretend everything's all right and don't throw in the towel. Grab a hand up from a friend and start living the rest of your life. Stitches, Haste the Day. It's time to break the silence. Stop locking it all inside you. You matter more than you know, and it doesn't matter who tells you otherwise. 5 words to change your heart and mind. In the heat of the sun, I know you're the only one. You still can't hold yourself together. Writing on the Walls, Under Oath. There's nothing wrong with being scared. Sometimes it's all you can do. There are friends who care, so open up and let them help you find a way out. To move on is to grow. We came as Romans. Mistakes can get you down. Patterns are hard to break. Take heart, turn around, move forward from where you first fell down. Parallels. As I Lay Dying. Stop running in the gerbil wheel of your life. There's more than simple pleasures and subsistence. Let go of knockoff fulfillments. Set your soul free. Second and Sebring, Of Mice and Men. Our parents' influence on us is powerful. If mom or dad inspired you to do your best and make the world better than you received it, stop a moment to remember them today. For
for KUOI News, this is Matt Ma.
Thanks, Matt. I feel better already. Now over to Theo to kick off our sports section with a look at last Saturday's football game against La Tech.
After falling behind 2 touchdowns, the mood in the Kidney Dome was dampened yet again when wide receiver Marcel Posey left the game on a stretcher after running into the east end zone wall. The Vandals extended their current losing streak to 4 games after dropping the homecoming game to La Tech 24-11 on Saturday. Very disappointed, Coach Rabecki said. The goal coming into this game was to get a winning streak started, getting ourselves to play the football that we can play, and that certainly didn't happen today. A defensive battle between the WAC opponents saw only 15 points scored in the first half, and the only touchdown came from La Tech's Jay Dudley, who ran back an interception. Justin Veltine would finish with Idaho's only touchdown, which came from an 81-yard punt return that saw the junior brook a few Bulldogs before burning down to the end zone to close the gap and leave La Tech with a 13-point cushion. Brian Reeder attempted to connect with Posey for the 2-point conversion, but the junior was unable to hold on and ran through the end zone into a set of curtains covering a metal wall. It looks very positive right now. He woke up and was fully able to move arms and legs, so that's very positive, Icky said. Less positive was Reeder's passing game, which took a turn for the worst as the senior went 19 for 47, completing 40% of his passes while throwing for 3 interceptions. Losing 4 games in a row now, confidence starts to get lower and lower and lower, especially after a game like that, Reeder said. There's no reason why that confidence can't go back up. Personally, it's got to go back up. As a leader on this team, I have to show confidence. For KUI News, this is Theo Lawson.
Thanks, Theo. Idaho took the first point of the night and never looked back as they dominated Utah State from start to finish on Saturday night and continued to play well at home. Utah State, 7-11-2-3 WAC, is the defending WAC champions, but looked far from a championship team when they got swept by Idaho, 9-9-3-2 WAC, in a quick match. The Vandals were expecting a hard-fought match, but it turned out to be a bit easier. Junior Julia Church said she wasn't expecting to win by such a big margin. Church had a solid game for Idaho with 8 kills and a career-high .636 hitting percentage. Idaho coach Debbie Buchanan said she was happy with the way everyone contributed in the match. The win was a big one for Idaho as the team now has a winning record in conference play. Church said, "Coming into it, we knew this was going to be a tough match, and I was really proud of the way we performed tonight." The Vandals are now on a 3-game win streak, with all 3 wins being sweeps. Idaho struggled with consistency all last season, but seems to be settling in now after a tough start. One thing that has seemed to help the Vandals this season is playing at home. The Vandals have only lost 1 match at home this year, and that was to Powerhouse Hawaii. Even in that match, the team looked strong. Church said playing at home propels the team to another level. "There's nothing better than playing in front of Mem Gym," Church said. "Our fans are great. We can hear them the whole match, and we really appreciate all the support." The Vandals will be back in Memorial Gym on Thursday when they take on Nevada and on Saturday against Fresno State. Church said Idaho needs to just keep its focus and keep improving. For KUOI News and Kevin Bingaman, I'm Britt Kaiser. Now, here's Sean with a recap of Friday's soccer game versus Hawaii.
Practice makes perfect. This overused mantra rang true for the Idaho Vandals as offensive struggles of the past were put to rest with a breakthrough performance in a 4-2 victory against the Hawaii Warriors Friday at Guywicks Field. Having gone through a stretch of 6 games with only 3 goals to their name, the Vandals spent all week in practice trying to find solutions to the scoring drought. The result came to fruition in the form of 4 different goal scorers and a dominating performance in Idaho's first conference win of the season. Sophomore Bailey Hewitt attributed the scoring success to the week that they had in practice.
"I mean, what we've been working on all week came together today, and, you know, rightfully so. We deserved it today."
Idaho got the scoring festivities kicked off early when freshman Lily Archer took a cross from Chelsea Small and struck it into the back of the net, a shot that Coach Pete Scholler said gave Idaho the belief of what the team is capable of.
"Chest down, volley, unbelievable. And that just set the tone, and then it gives them the belief. And it just gives them the belief they have, and we went on and played that same way. That first goal just gives them that more confidence, and then..."
Despite conceding a goal to the Warriors late in the match, the Vandals still completely dominated the game, being the more physical and technically sound team. With the offensive output, Idaho is hoping that what showed on the pitch against Hawaii is what will be accomplished throughout the rest of their conference schedule. A sentiment that junior midfielder Jill Flockhart echoed.
"Oh, it's going to carry over to the rest of the conference games. We know we can do it. We knew we could do it before, but now we've shown that we can do it, and I know it's going to carry over to the rest of the games.
For KUOI News, I am Sean Kramer.
That was Bret Height's song titled Beautiful. The popular saying, you can sleep when you're dead, is false. Talk to a college student who's been up studying and doing homework for 48 hours straight, and it's guaranteed they feel dead tired, but they still haven't slept. Most college students do not just attend classes, eat dinner, study, and go to bed. Instead, the modern-day college student juggles a full credit load on top of a part-time job, mixed with several extracurricular activities, all while trying to maintain even the smallest semblance of a social life. There simply aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done, and college students often find themselves stressed out and completing assignments at the last minute. Well, the easiest, most legal way to deal with this stress is to procrastinate. This type of procrastination does not entail waiting until 6 a.m. to study for that 8 a.m. exam, nor does it entail waiting till Thursday to write that paper that's due Friday, because Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were all spent playing World of Warcraft. There's a right kind of procrastination, used in moderation, of course. Putting homework off for an hour to do something enjoyable instead isn't always a bad thing, and will actually relieve stress. The bottom line is that you can't sleep, eat, socialize, or do much of anything, really, when you're dead, which is why you should do it now. So take that hard-earned break and indulge in some froyo with a couple friends. Catch up on a favorite book or TV show. Go shoot hoops or kick a ball around. Grab some coffee with an old friend. Attend that Zumba class you've always wanted to. Test out that new restaurant. Take a nap. Whatever you do, don't beat yourself up about it. That paper, project, or study guide will still be there when you return. This type of procrastination isn't meant to undermine the value or importance of an education. But looking back on your college career 20 years from now, you will not remember the fun times you had studying for a test or writing a paper. Instead, the good times spent among great friends doing the things you love are the ones that will be remembered. On the contrary, the popular saying, "The time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time," is in fact true. For KUOI News, I'm Britt Kaiser. Now here's Anthony with your calendar update.
Here's your calendar update for Monday, October 10th. In honor of Indigenous Peoples Day, a teepee will be set up on the lawn east of the Commons at 9 a.m. There will be a stick game with Coeur d'Alene Tribal member Norma Pione next to teepee at 10:30 a.m. to noon and 1:30 to 3 p.m. The Trudell documentary film will be shown in the Gold Room Student Union Building at 6 p.m. The event is sponsored by the Native American Student Center, ISEM, and the American Indian Studies Program. It's Mad Men Monday. It's from 12:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Women's Center Lounge, Memorial Gym, Room 109. Join the Women's Center for this opportunity to come and watch the award-winning TV series Mad Men and engage in critical feminist discussion of the social issues the show poses. David McPherson, Research Engineer in Chemical Engineering, presents the next Physics Colloquium at 4 p.m. His presentation, titled Building Physics on Particle-to-Particle Interactions, takes place in the Physics Engineering Building Room 209. College Radio Day is coming up tomorrow, October 11th, and KUOI is making the most of it. Look for our semesterly programming guide in tomorrow's edition of The Argonaut, and join us as we celebrate by airing never-before-heard interviews, playing the best music around, and bringing you PJ20, a Pearl Jam documentary. KUI will be showing PJ20 October 12th and 13th in the sub-ballroom. Shows begin at 6:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. both evenings, and admission is free. KUI will also be raffling a Pearl Jam prize pack, including the PJ20 soundtrack and 20th anniversary hardcover Pearl Jam Chronicle. Only 200 seats are available for showing, no outside food or drink, no booze, and no smoking. PJ20 is brought to you by KUOI 89.3 FM. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at KUOI FM. This has been your calendar update for Monday, October 10th. For KUOI News, I'm Anthony Saya.
Thanks for the update, Anthony. That wraps up today's newscast. Today's show featured music by Bret Height. Brett Height is a pop rock soul artist from Spokane. For more information on Brett Height, like his Facebook page. Now here's his track, Look Away. For KUOI News, I'm Britt Kaiser.
Walking on a tightrope, holding on to lots of boy and love in my life. Falling into nowhere, knowing when I get there that I won't be fine. I thought you were the angel that I've been praying for. Gave me a glimpse of heaven, then showed me the door. Look away for a minute, but only for a minute. I'll be fine, I'll just bear and grin it. When it hurts so bad, falling in love, all the right reasons ain't good enough. Tell me the truth, am I the only one that can say I love you? Sorry I can't take it, but I just can't fake it. I'm really not okay. Run around in circles, chasing different girls, but none compared to you. I thought you were the angel that I've been praying for. Gave me a glimpse of heaven, then showed me the door. Look away for a minute, but only for a minute. I'll be fine, I'll just bear and grin it. When it hurts so bad, falling in love, all the right reasons ain't good enough. Tell me the truth, am I the only one that can say I love you? Just bear and grin it. When it hurts so bad, falling in love, and all the right reasons just ain't good enough. Tell me the truth, am I the only one that can say I love you?
Thanks for listening to KUOI News. KUOI News is brought to you by Student Media in conjunction with UI's Argonaut. For more information about news on this program, navigate to KUOI.org or UIArgonaut.com. If you'd like to submit a story to KUOI News, feel free to email us at KUOI@UIdaho.edu or arg-radio@UIdaho.edu. KUOI News is underwritten by UI's own student magazine, Blot. Blot is on stands twice a semester on UI's campus and throughout the Moscow community. For more information about Blot, navigate blot.uidaho.edu. And remember, KUOI News is committed to bringing you the most current news, sports, opinions, and entertainment information within the Moscow community, the country, and the world.